It's that time on the radio here in Spain where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are we today, Bill?
Very good, thank you, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Getting pretty hot, but then again, it is July, so we can expect that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm less hot than I was last week. The highlight of my week, as I told you, where we connected a short while ago, was to have my hair cut for the first time in months. I now look like a civilised human being instead of a caveman.
Yes, well, good job. It's radio, I guess. So, anyway, last week we looked at financial planning for British expatriates already living in Spain. So perhaps this week, let's look at financial planning for new arrivals and those still on the process of moving over. So, Bill, with just 5 months to go to the end of the Brexit transition period, many UK nationals would be rushing to move to Spain before the deadline. What do they need to do to secure their residency in Spain?
Well, first of all, and thank you for giving me the heads up just last week, Howard, regarding the publication of a joint press release from the ambassador, UK ambassador to Spain, Hugh Elliott, and the secretary of the State Department of Migrations. They issued a joint press release, which includes a very interesting and comprehensive, informative video, which can be accessed by going to the UK Embassy website and searching for the press release. You can go to YouTube, Brits in Spain, search for YouTube Brits in Spain, and you'll find that there is a lot of very useful topical information, including this video, that will help you understand. Yeah, the desire of the Spanish government is such that they are trying to make certain that the public understand that they are welcoming British nationals living in Spain, and that the issue of a new a TIE, as it's called, my Spanish is dreadful, how, but the Tarjeta de Identidad de Extranjero, is to be issued to make sure that your process of getting long-term residence in Spain is made as simple as possible. Now, you know, we are in a situation where those individuals who are lawfully settled before the 31st of December, the end of the transition period this year, they could lock in to a lifetime of citizens' rights under the UK and EU withdrawal agreement, because that's already enshrined in statutes. That protects access for individuals to healthcare, social security, education, and employment opportunities for as long as you remain resident. It also ensures that your state UK pension will be enhanced by the normal inflationary increases. But whilst most people are focused on getting into the Spanish system as quickly as possible, without advanced careful planning, a changing residency can have often unexpected financial pitfalls, if you like, not least because if your residence is Spain, it makes you subject to Spanish law, Spanish tax, Spanish succession rules, all of which are fundamentally and in many cases diametrically different to the regulations and rules which apply in the UK. So this is an important time for anyone who is either currently resident in Spain or is intending to become resident in Spain, review all of their activities. And of course, one of the great advantages that I think Blevins Franks offers to its clients and potential clients is that we have been trading in Spain for 45 years, advising British expatriates in the main. And indeed, we have a foot in both camps. We have expertise and skills based in the United Kingdom and expertise and skills based solidly in the various areas of Spain, most commonly the home of British expatriates. And so coming to Blevins Franks means that you get the best of both worlds, as it were, to bring together in a cohesive way any change in your status and to ensure that you don't overlook anything, because clearly making a mistake can be very costly. And so I would suggest that this is a very good time to be looking at your affairs in a bit more detail than usual, perhaps.
Well, most people will be focused on residency right now, but there's a lot more things that they need to think about, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, residency, of course, and securing it before the end of the transition period is a very attractive magnet, because whilst the UK is about to leave the entire operation of the European Union, it is still a member for these purposes, for purposes of residence. And if you are, as I say, in possession of your residence rights before the 31st of December, those are protected for life. That doesn't suggest for one moment, I'm sure, that anyone who applies for Spanish resident status after the 31st of December will have lesser rights. I think that there will be opportunities for people to apply for resident status after the 31st of December in much the same way, Howard, that existed before the EU came along. You and I talked a long time before this was all a function of everyday life, the European Union and its rights. Spain wishes to attract new people to its economy, and there will be, I am certain, opportunities in place for individuals to obtain resident status, and a lot of the rights and benefits which otherwise are available now to people who are residents after the 31st of December. So it's about considering the whole picture and not simply looking at residents. It's about understanding what you are going to have to face up to if you become a resident of Spain, because it runs a different system of law, different system taxation, different system of succession. All of those things have to be considered now in advance of your eventual residence in Spain.
Starting with Spanish taxation, what are the key aspects that new expatriates need to be aware of and plan for?
It's a complex system, the Spanish tax system, but to try and summarise it in a couple of minutes, anyone who is contemplating or already living in Spain needs to understand that they are going to be living in a completely different tax system and regime to that that applies in the UK. And whilst in the UK, the government sets out an edict every year, or even sometimes more often, which sets out the tax rates, and they are applied to the whole of the United Kingdom. In Spain, that isn't true, because in the autonomous communities of Spain, they can adjust tax rates and rules. So you need to be concerned about what's going to happen in the particular area in which you're planning to live. Remember that if you become a resident of Spain, you're liable for Spanish tax on your worldwide income, your worldwide gains, on your wealth, and on your estate at the point in time at which you make gifts or when you die. You are considered to be a tax resident if you spend more than 183 days, that is cumulatively 183 days, not necessarily consecutive days, but a total of 183 days in Spain during a calendar year, which is the same as a Spanish tax year. There are other considerations that can create residence for you. If your main professional activity or most of your assets are based in Spain, you can be considered a resident if your spouse and or your infant children live in Spain, unless you can prove otherwise. So it's fairly complex, and it's important that you take advice at the outset, because getting this wrong can be very expensive. And while Spain used to be considered, as it were, Howard, a tax haven, it is no longer the case. Taxation in Spain is fairly complicated. The rates are potentially very high. But the good news is that with expert planning, it is entirely possible to structure your wealth, your investments, your assets to be tax efficient, and frankly, in most cases, to pay less tax in Spain than you would be paying on the same assets in the United Kingdom. So worthwhile to have the conversation about how do you structure your affairs to make sure that you're properly tax efficient in this new area of residence for you.
Is it better tax-wise to sell your UK assets before or after you become a resident in Spain?
It's sort of some and some, I think, Howard. I mean, understanding when to liquidate UK assets could lower your tax liabilities. UK residents can generally, for example, take 25% of their pension as a tax-free lump sum. However, if you take that when you have become a tax resident of Spain, you'll be liable for income tax in Spain on that 25%, commonly known as the tax-free cash or tax or cash commutation. So that is, generally speaking, often better taken before you become a tax resident of Spain. And if you have tax-efficient investment products, as allowed by the UK tax authority, such as ISAs, individual savings accounts, they lose their tax benefits when you become a tax resident of Spain. The tax freedom that you had on those products was given by the UK government, and the Spanish do not honour that. So any ISAs that you have, and often those are fairly valuable assets, so in cashing those before you become a resident can allow you to benefit from the tax freedom you've had in the UK, and then moving those assets into something not dissimilar, but which has much more freedom to invest and in which you can invest much larger sums of money and bring about a whole raft of very various tax benefits. A similar structure in Spain, for example, can bring about entirely tax-free gains. It can bring about a massive reduction in income tax, and if properly structured, also reduce your estate duty liabilities, your inheritance tax or succession tax liabilities as well. Timing, really, on the disposal of UK property is an important consideration, and that is something you're going to have to talk to an expert about, because timing in the disposal of property is key to avoiding tax in either of the jurisdictions.
Should people adjust their estate planning as part of their move to Spain?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the big issues, is that the UK inheritance tax and Spanish succession tax is not covered by the UK-Spain double tax treaty. So in rather ridiculous terms, you are liable to UK inheritance tax if you remain a UK domicile, which is the case for the vast majority of expatriates, however long they live in Spain, in my opinion. And you also are liable for Spanish succession tax on the same assets. Now, that sounds horrendous. There is a form of unilateral relief, which will mean that you only end up paying tax in one jurisdiction or the other, but you don't want to be going through the lengthy, long-winded process of trying to work out where your tax is going to be paid. You end up paying it in the worst of the two jurisdictions, generally speaking. Spanish succession tax law and the taxes differ enormously from the UK's inheritance tax regime. They have a situation of forced heirship. That is to say, the law of Spain determines the rules by which your children are entitled to receive a substantial proportion of an individual's estate, which prevents most people leaving the whole of their estate to their spouse, which is often the desired inheritance regime in the UK model. Assets go from one spouse at his or her death to the surviving spouse and then on to the children. In Spain, that is completely different. A large chunk of the assets passing have to go to the children under the law. So there's a completely different arrangement. And therefore, that also requires you to sit down and talk to expertise and skills as to how you can manage your affairs so as to avoid the implications of the law.
What about your savings and investments? Should you review those too?
I think you have to. You've relocated outside of the UK. You've probably arrived with a whole basket of very worthwhile, sound, well-selected investments and savings arrangements. But of course, they will be denominated mainly in UK sterling. You're now living in a foreign currency territory, the European Union, where the currency is the euro. And the volatility of movement between UK sterling and the euro has been enormous, from over 160 to the pound to almost a pound to the euro. And so in the circumstances, you need to start to rearrange the way in which your assets are selected, both by currency and also by asset class and by market, so that you may wish to invest in different types of assets during your retirement era. And also you may wish to take advantage of investing in a wider range of geographical locations to get the best of everything in the as it were, the developing global world. But most importantly, you need to start to think about how you position your assets in the currency of your new residence, the euro, so that you aren't taking big risks of making money in the markets, say 10%, and then finding the currency exchange rate has gone against you by 10%, and your net result is you actually haven't made anything. That again requires experts, and we have those people at Blevins Franks who've been giving that advice to clients, as I say, for nearly 45 years.
Finally, Bill, do you have any other financial planning advice for the new arrivals in Spain?
Look, I think, you know, the Brexit countdown is the thing that's on most people's mind, and for people who are trying to secure Spanish residency, as we said. But frankly, this is a good time for pretty much everybody, whether you've been living in Spain for many years. There's going to be a change for British people in the way in which they have thought about assets and investments and savings in the past. Now that their mother country, if I can call it that, has detached itself from mainland Europe. And the circumstances are such that really, I think this is an important time to sit down and consider what could change that would make a difference to the way my wealth management is set up to ensure that I capture whatever is going to be the best thing for me after the transition period over. Every family is different. So it's important that your personal financial planning is carefully designed for you as an individual, and you want all of those aspects of pensions, savings, wealth management, tax planning, you want all of those to be cohesively structured together in a holistic kind of way, so it gives you security for your long-term residence of Spain.
Well, Bill, Bill Bevins has offices across Spain, doesn't it? And maybe new arrivals don't know there's a local office. How can they find out where you are across the country?
Yeah, I mean, we have a wide-ranging number of offices throughout most of the popular areas of Spain. And if you go to the website at www.blevinsfranks.com, you'll find that there are a list of local offices. Well, there will be one fairly close to you. Certainly it'll have the contact numbers and even the details of the advisors and the support staff that are based in those offices. Give them a call. It doesn't cost anything to ask the question or to talk things through to find out whether or not the kind of things that are going to change with the various things going on in the European Union right now may mean a difference to you, and how Blevins French can bring value to your planning, both in terms of wealth management and tax planning.
And the website is at www.blevinsfranks.com. It's as easy as that.
That's it. You have it, Howard.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. We'll talk again in Spain at the same time next week with another topical subject, I'm sure.
Thanks, Howard. Take care.